Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Looks like I really have started off a war on the web form at the moment. So many good luck messages coming in. We will get to them after the M5 division, which is just about to go off. Tim, hello.
Hello, Jack. Yes, it is. We're approaching the start of the somewhat delayed M5 division, but I think all the crews and CUCDC are doing their best to get us back on schedule today. I'll give you a quick rundown of this division. There's been a fair amount of chaos at the top and some interesting technical decisions from yesterday, but at the top of the division, as the one-minute cannon goes, we have Christ's M3, Queen's M4, Jesus M4, who escaped an overbump and escaped an overbump yesterday due for technical reasons. Then Pembroke M3 below that, they're on for blades. Trinity Hall M3, they are on for spoons. Churchill M3 on for blades. Then King's M3, Emmanuel M4 on for blades. Corpus M3 on for spoons. Hollerton M3 on for blades, Darwin M3 on for spoons, Pembroke M4, Clare M4 on for spoons, St. Cat's M4, Clare Hall M2, LMBC M5, Keys M4, who've come up a little bit, they've been sandwiched both for a bit, and then LMBC M4, who are on for spoons today. So the one-minute cannon has gone. We're rapidly approaching the start. The rain has dried up now, so the weather seems to be improving. It's getting a bit brighter. The clouds may be burning off a little bit at the riverside, and that was the start gun. So I'll throw up to Joe to Ellie on the start.
Yeah, they've all just gone off, and Christ looking a bit splashy off the start, although they should be fine. They're at the top of the division, and then followed closely by Queens, who are kind of maintaining the pace behind them. Looks like there's been a bit of carnage down, I can't really see, but Churchill rapidly closing on Trinity Hall, I think that is, who are actually on for spoons today, so they're trying to their utmost to keep away from them, I think. Oh, I think Churchill have 2 whistles on Trinity Hall. I think that's a bump, actually. Trinity have pulled into the side and Churchill are trying to get out of the way of the middle of the river, out of the way of Kings. I think that's a bump. Oh, I can hear. Oh, up the river. You might be able to see around the corner, but Pembroke look like they're closing in on Jesus. Can you see anything, Tim?
Right, so yes, coming into the gut now, we've got Christ's M3, who look like they've sorted. They're still looking a bit splashy, actually. They're always on particularly level. They're simply rowing hard, but they're doing doing well, and they're staying ahead of Queen. Behind that, though, there's quite a gap back to Jesus, who are coming through. They're not looking enormously strong. Behind that, they're not being chased down permanently, by the looks of it. They may have made a bit of ground on Pembroke now, as I can't see Pembroke following them, but nearer to me, Christ's and Queen's is quite close here. And Queen's closing down to about half a length, and there could well be a bump here. It looks like Jesus have pulled into the side there, so I suspect they've been bumped by Pembroke going round to this corner into the gut. Back to Ellie.
Okay, lots of carnage here. Homerton just bumped Corpus Christi, and who is it? Darwin just got bumped by Pembroke M4. And this all happened just after the motorway bridge.
Okay, so coming round, Christ are being closed down. I think Queens are really closing down here into Plough Reach. The Queens are trying to get wide and look like they're going to be really going for the bump there. I think that will probably
be
for too long. Back to Ellie.
Justin, Claire Hall have literally, they are bumping St. Catherine's as we speak, and St. Cat's have just conceded, so Claire Hall have just bumped St. Cat's.
Okay, and that's the next boat I can see after Queen's still going is Emma 4, quite a long way down the division, who appear to have, they're not racing, they're pulling into the bank. So that leaves us with quite a gap. I suspect they've, I'm not sure what's happened here at all, actually. So we think Pembroke have bumped up on Jesus, Churchill have bumped up on Trinity, and then this implies, the fact that I haven't seen Kings is bizarre. The next boat coming round is Clare M4. So I suspect Pembroke, as I said, Pembroke must have bumped up on Darwin. So now I can see Clare coming in open water. Emma must have bumped up on Kings, but then rowed past them before pulling in. But we now have Clare coming past me here. And it looks like Queens and Christ's have pulled into the river on Plough Reach. So we can say that Queens M4 bumped up on Christ's M3 at the top of the division. So the first boat to get clear is Clare M4. Of course, no re-rows on the final day, so any carnage that's happened will have to be settled by technical decisions. Clare, though, rowing through very strongly. They're looking very calm, and they're in absolutely no danger of being caught by the next boat that I can see rowing, which is an LMBC boat. I won't be able to tell you whether it is 4 or 5. Ellie, can you clarify that at all?
I think it's LMBC M4.
OK, so does that mean Keys have bumped the LMBC's fifth boat? Is the confusing situation that LMBC 4 is below LMBC 5 in the start order. Ellie?
Yeah, I think on the first day it was that LMBC M4 actually bumped... Oh, no, M5 actually bumped M4, and they've just had... M4 have had just, like, a bad week ever since then. I've just been bumped every single day. And at the bottom of the division, I think, you know, they were in no danger of getting bumped by anyone, and just what they do is just a strong row today instead of, you know, trying to bump Keys.
Right, M4, so do you think Keys have bumped LMBC M5?
I'm not sure.
Right, well, we'll have to confirm that properly. But for now, then, provisional results, as we call them, we have Queen at the top of the division. Queen's M4 bumped Christ's M3. Pembroke M3 bumped Jesus M4. Churchill M3 bumped Trinity Hall M3. Emmanuel M4 bumped King's M3. Holmerton M3 bumped Corpus Christi M3. Pembroke M4 bumped Darwin M3. Clare M4 row over. Clare Hall M2 bumped Cats M4. And then something happens at the bottom and Keys have either bumped up or been bumped, and I'm not sure which. But for now, back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Tim. Wow, lots and lots of bumps in that division. We'll let Tim and the team go and find out the results. Tim, so is it right that only Clare M4 and LMBC M4 look to have rowed over in that division?
It could have been LMBC M5, I'm not sure which. But yes, one of the LMBC crews and Clare are the only crews to row over in that division.
Amazing.
So perhaps you can give us a rundown of who's got their blades and spoons, Jack.
Yes, I will do that now for you. So just for you guys down on the river as well, if you want to try and grab some interviews or congratulate. Pembroke M3 have got their blades. It looks like Churchill M3 have also got their blades. Emma M4 have got their blades. Homerton M3 have got their blades, which is incredible. Just have a look down. Trinity Hall M3 have got their spoons. Corpus M3 have got their spoons. Darwin M3 have got their spoons, and that looks to be it. So yeah, lots of blades and spoons in that division, Tim. But what we'll do is we'll let you and the team go and get confirmed results, and we'll come back to you a little bit later on.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Is indeed time for some results, and we're going to head down to Joe Riverside, who has got some results for us in the M5 division.
Thank you, Jack. We need a moment just to inhale before I go through these results. It's one of the busiest divisions I've ever commentated on. All but two boats bumped. I was up on Ditton Corner, so I didn't see a very lot. From right at the very top of the division then, Queens M4 bumped Christ M3. Pembroke M3 bumped Jesus M4. Churchill M3 bumped Trinity Hall M3. Emmanuel M4 bumped Kings M3. Homerton M3 bumped Corpus Christi M3. Pembroke M4 bumped Darwin M3. Inhale for breath. Then we had Clare M4, who managed to row over. They had a very, very leisurely row. Nobody around them, ahead or behind. And that was because Clare Hall M2 had bumped St. Catherine's M4. Finally, we had Lady Margaret M5, who were doing all that they could. Oh, sorry. Keys M4 also bumped Lady Margaret M5, so that left the sandwich boat LMBC M4 rowing over, doing everything they could to try and bump Claire M4, but of course that was too big an ask.